I speak to him of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the immortal words of St. Luke Skywalker, why are you here? Now, when he was asking the question of an upstart, interloping Jedi wannabe, he was suspicious of her presence, of her motivations. But as I take his question and ask it of you, there is no suspicion. There's none at all. I'm genuinely glad that each and every one of us get to share these holy moments together. But we have all come for different reasons and different motivations. Some of us have come here tonight because we need a word of hope. And the old, old story of Jesus indeed can be a remedy for hopelessness. Many of you, I imagine, come because this really is an important and significant part of your Christmas festivities. The carols, the prayers, the wonderful pageant, all of these things swirl together and fill you with light and peace. Some come because of something akin to force. You may not have been dragged here by a leash of garland and lights around your neck, but if you were really honest, you'd probably rather be someplace else. And that would be okay to admit, as far as I'm concerned, because if we can't be honest with ourselves before God, then what is all of this for anyway? So, we are all here. There's no denying that. For different reasons, yes, but we're all here. And since I don't actually know what's going through your mind right now, I'll pose the question again. Why are you here? What does this night mean to you? This story, this radically beautiful story, what does it mean to you? And even if no answer comes to you, or maybe the answer that does come is the concreteness of the word nothing, entertain this question. What could this story mean to you? After all, this is a festival celebrating the impossible becoming possible. And I mean, since you're here anyway, you might as well play along. Entertain the possibility that there just might be something new here for you after all. And what could that be? The thing that is here for you, that's for us all. The thing that could possibly transform fate into destiny, transforming that sense of daily drudgery into a reality brimming with the possibility of life and hope and joy, a life filled with shimmering light. Could it be the words of the prophet Isaiah, words that have been proclaimed about this feast year after year, speaking across time and invoking the newness of the Word made flesh? The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Like the blazing fury of a thousand suns beating back the darkness, the birth of Jesus leaves no shadow untouched, no darkened corner of the world unlit. It leaves no land in shadows. God's coming into the world as flesh is, at least for us, the fulcrum point of history when God does the unimaginable, becoming human, revealing to us that there is no chasm so wide that it cannot be crossed by God's inexhaustible love for us and God's insatiable desire to be united to us in ways that would put even the most passionate lovers to shame. When we fix our gaze upon this, the surprising birth of Jesus, upon the willingness of God to enter this world as a helpless and vulnerable baby, the scales, they might just fall from our eyes, and we might see, as if for the first time, that the world is filling with God's glorious light, that there is genuine hope for humanity's redemption from the nightmares of our own designs. Because the truth is, our flesh is taken up into this story, is enraptured by the outpouring of God into the world, and we are invited to continue making real the mystery and wonder of Jesus' birth. Divinity mingling with humanity, God enfleshed in flesh like ours. God with us. Or, I mean, maybe it's even simpler than that. Simple, but nevertheless beautiful. Powerful still. That thousands of years ago, a frightened mother and an uncertain father received the gift of life amidst discomfort, isolation, and imperial tyranny. But still, they were moved by this gift, by the beauty of that holy child, and though the world around them felt the weight of Roman rule and oppression, they still found reason to offer thanks. There's a beauty in that fact alone, forgetting all the theology and all the dogma behind it. This is something beautiful. Their isolation was ended because the tale of this child reached the ears of shepherds, social outcasts living on the margins of society. Even they were brought into this story, invited to find illumination amidst the darkness, though they couldn't have fully grasped how significant this child's birth would become. Angelic shouts piercing the veil of quiet resting on those fields in Bethlehem. They heard of this child and they found reason to hope for something better. Hope for a better world. Hope for a better tomorrow. And having found this hope, curious as it might be, they shared the story with one another and gathered together around this manger. Tired parents and confounded shepherds and angels alike felt their hearts expanding at the potential and the promise of this holy child. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. You may be here because you actually believe that this story is true, that God became flesh in Jesus Christ. You may be here because you need it to be true, even if you don't know if you actually believe it. And you may be here because you had to be, and you are sure that you don't believe a single word of it. All of the above is fine by me and fine by the God that I have seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God that what we may or may not believe does not determine God's posture towards us. So to all here tonight, I say this: the goodness and the grace of God, the beating heart of this story, it's a gift for everybody. And whether that means much to you, or right now it doesn't mean very much. Tonight we have gathered in this place to sing and to celebrate and to gather around the manger as they did so long ago. And our voices blend together, proclaiming that the bright light of hope will not be snuffed out in a world still engulfed by darkness. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. So come tonight to this table, you who have much faith and you who would like to have more, or maybe those of you who have none at all, you who have been here often, or you who have not been here for a while, or you who this is your first time. Come, those of you who have tried to follow Jesus and those of us who have failed. Come. It is the Christ child who invites us to meet him here. All of this, this message of hope and joy, this proclamation of illumination found in the face of that little child, all of this is for you. Amen.